Hello again, friends. Very important topic today, and I'm going to go to traillifeusa.com. We've got our guest, Mark Hancock. We'll introduce him in a minute, but I want to quote today's guest, and then we'll get to him. He said, in the face of a cultural tide insisting that truth is relative and masculinity is toxic, a remnant is rising. This remnant is made up of young men grounded in faith, fortified by character, and equipped with leadership skills honed through experience. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey, friends, God bless you. Thanks for sharing the podcast, for listening, for praying for us. We appreciate it so very much. I want to share with you a little bit about the background from Mark Hancock. He is the CEO of Trail Life USA. We're going to talk a little bit about why this was necessary and with the unfortunate truth of what happened with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. But Mark is a former associate pastor who was also a ministry pastor in college and a youth pastor, a homeless ministry director, and global event director for an international ministry. He holds two master's degrees in the mental health counseling field, and he spent time in private practice. He is the author of Trail Ready, 101 Devotions for Dads with Boys. And Mark was also named to the American Family Association's 40 Faithful. I love that organization. Mark lives near Greenville, South Carolina, with his wife of over 35 years. Mark Hancock, thank you so much for your time today. Good to see you.
David, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
So thank you. So when we first talked, it was years ago on the radio, so people didn't see you, which, think what you will about that, friends. But we talked about the problems at that time with the Boy Scouts. There was a lot of upheaval with some of their compromise and some of the letting homosexual men in their organization. And it just went down from there, it seems. So tell us about your involvement in getting Trail Life USA off the ground.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting history to watch this organization, 115-year-old Boy Scouts of America, that gave us presidents and astronauts and senators and war generals and great men over the years, decided in 2013 that they're going to begin to abandon some of the more traditional tenets and values that they had held for years. And out of that, about 300 volunteers across the country said something needs to be done. And Trail Life USA was started. We launched on January 14th, 2014, and now we've grown to over 1,300 troops, 65,000 trailmen across the country in all 50 states, and doing what you would expect from an outdoor boys organization, hiking and camping and fishing and troops and patrols and uniforms and handbooks, a robust awards program, everything you would expect, except we're unapologetically Christian and we're boy-focused, which means that we believe that boys and girls are different. Which isn't something that the Boy Scouts believes anymore.
Well, it's interesting how you hear that, and it's common sense. But today, with what's been happening in our culture of delusion and confusion, wait, boys and girls are different, and they were created by God. You know what I mean? You can kind of go, well, maybe 50 or 100 years ago, there was no problem with that. You know, I often ask the question, what would our great grandparents think? So, Mark, what would our great-grandparents think about the necessity to start this new organization, Trail Life USA, when they knew about the Boy Scouts? And as you said, it was once honorable, reputable, but just like a lot of other organizations, nonprofits, corporations, the compromise away from the biblical worldview, maybe politically correct, you know, so, I mean, it's just sad, as you said, that that has happened, right?
Yeah, it's tragic. And it's what the scary part is, just how quickly this has become the norm. This and to where you're now countercultural if you say things like boys and girls are different, when every legitimate science would point to the biology, psychology, chemistry, any legitimate science knows that boys and girls are different, and that boys should have their own program that's aimed at their strength the same way as girls need a program that's aimed at their strength. It's not a value statement. It's not like boys are better than girls. It's just that they're different, and boys have paid a price under a culture that doesn't account for their wonder and their marvel and the uniqueness of the creation of a boy, and now they're twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to have ADHD. They've fallen behind girls in every single academic category, and there's now more girls going to college, getting master's degrees, doctoral degrees, bachelor's degrees than boys. It's really tragic what's happening. I can tell you where boys are leading. Ages 10 to 14, it's the fastest growing demographic for suicide, which is really sad. So this kind of cultural acceptance of boys and girls are the same or somehow interchangeable has left boys really behind, like there's some sort of a defective girl or some kind of social disease that needs to be eradicated or excused or labeled toxic. And it's really tragic what's happened. So Trail Off USA was built and designed to recognize the wonder of boys. It's countercultural in terms that we believe that the only way to raise godly boys is to surround them with godly men and unapologetically Christian. We give them a foundation to grow from that's really making a difference. And families are more and more families are seeking us out every day.
You know, I love the fact that you say unapologetically Christian. And I have to ask, I'm sure you've gotten some resistance and some flack from some in our culture that think you guys are whatever, homophobic or too narrow-minded or too, you know, you're Christian, whatever they label you as. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. When we first got into this, I mean, we really got in there to help boys because we recognized the price that they would have to pay with the changes that Boy Scouts was bringing about. And we also know that churches would be in trouble, churches that charter Boy Scout troops that have different beliefs and different doctrines, quote unquote, than they do, would be in trouble and that there's 501c3 could be challenged. But we set out to say, you know what? We're going to be different. And we're not just an outdoor organization that's having a Christian experience. We are at our core a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors to turn boys into godly men. If there was a better way of doing it, I would be doing that. But we've discovered this magic of the outdoors, this wonderful place for boys and men, and we're seeing it make a difference, not just in the boys, but in the men and single moms that have put their boys in the program and say, "Hey, I want to surround my boy with good, strong men." Fathers who are trying to connect with their sons, men in our program who don't have a son in the program, but they're there because they found their brotherhood, their band of brothers, these guys who share their values and are focused on the next generation. So it's this powerful thing across the board that's making a difference in men and their families and boys without dads and with dads in this relationship with their son, and certainly a difference in the boys to counter this cultural tide that's against them. And I really believe, David, that we're just not creating a generation of boys that's going to be able to stand against the tide, but we're building a generation that's going to turn back the tide itself, that's going to stand against these sort of nonsensical kind of things that we've adopted as a culture and re-engage themselves with the truths that we've known for generations. And we're seeing that. We're seeing people who are rushing to this because they're saying, "Hey, that makes sense." Parents, any engaged parents can tell you that their son is different than their daughter, or any teacher who's paying attention can tell you boys and girls are different. So what's wrong with recognizing that we need an organization that's aimed at them? And we're unapologetically Christian because it takes a strong foundation. You can't talk to a boy about right or wrong or good or bad if you don't have some sort of foundation for truth. So the Word of God is our foundation for truth, and boys will embrace that. When they understand there's a foundation, something behind what it is that you're telling them, they'll push up against it, but they'll say, "Okay, I get who you are." And that's kind of who we are. And when we say the unapologetic part, we say, "Hey, you don't have to join us. You don't have to like us. You don't have to agree with us. But this is who we are." And our members and our churches and the boys are bold enough to say that.
So I wish there wasn't a need for an alternative to the Boy Scouts, but thank you for what you're doing. TrailLifeUSA.com. You started in 2014. Before we get to some, I want to just share some of the quotes from other, your other interviews, talk a little bit more about Trail Life, but I wanted to also mention your devotional, Trail Ready. It came out in the last 9 months, 101 devotions for dads with boys. So I know you've been either a co-author or an author of other books, but What took you down this path to come up with a devotional?
Yeah, well, you know, in a culture that discounts boys and discounts men, I really felt like it was important to write a devotional for men that's written in style that men like to read. It's not deep theological, doctrinal kind of stuff, but it's something that he can read, ponder, and put to work that day with his son. So if he has a boy in his household that he's raising, it kind of reminds him of his role there, reminds him of the strength of his boys, helps him to understand what's different about his boy that maybe isn't the same as his girl. So it's just these little pieces. But what I love about it is on one page you got the devotional. On the facing page you have a day hike and these beautiful pictures of actually let me show you the inside. These beautiful pictures on every devotional page has a day hike somewhere.
Oh, nice.
And so in a description of that hike, and so really cool thing, David, is I had a dad send me a picture of him and his son. They had the devotional open up to the page of a Hawaii day hike, and he was standing in the spot where the picture was taken.
Oh my goodness!
Devotional here in Hawaii, so it's a great opportunity to remind dads of who they are. Listen, dads are still the most powerful voice in the lives of their sons, and we still have that. We still own that unless we give it up. Mm. And so we're reminding men of who they are because they're being shamed at every turn. And so instead of shaming them with a devotional or something that says, hey, you need to read more, pray more, date your wife more, whatever it is you need to do more, we're telling them, no, you already have these superpowers. This is who you are. Let's just activate these skills because you are the most powerful voice in the life of your son.
So young moms, if you have boys, you can go to traillifeusa.com, look up the book, or it's on Amazon. That's often easier for people. Trail Ready, 101 Devotions for Dads. Why do I say that? Well, Mother's Day is coming up, but right after that, the month after that, Father's Day, this would be a great gift for dad if you've got young boys. So I wanted to ask you, Mark, it says Trail Life USA partners with churches and parents across America. And how do you do that? How would a church contact you, or what does that relationship look like?
Yeah, well, we consider ourselves an outreach of the local church. We're not just not meeting in their basement. We are a ministry of that local church. In fact, this is an interesting statistic in that 18% of our adult members join the local church after they join the troop that meets there. So that connection between the church and the troop is really strong. We have a specific role in every troop called the troop ministry liaison. And that man's job is to connect the troop to the church and connect the church to the troop. So the troop is serving the church and the troop are working together to make a difference in their community. You can invite a boy forever to come to Sunday school and he may or may not come. But if you ask him to go hiking or whitewater rafting or camping or fishing or rappelling or something, that boy is going to show up. And what we see over and over again is that unchurched boy joins the troop, and then the unchurched family joins the church. So we are an outreach where we partner with the church, and we don't charter every church. And we charter churches that we have a Trinitarian statement of faith that they have to align with. And then we also have a statement of values that talks about things like the definition of a marriage. And so sadly, there's more and more denominations that we can't charter, but the ones who are with us agree with the definition of marriage and one man, one woman, those sorts of things, those sorts of values that we're reaching back and maintaining for the boys that we are ministering to.
So on the website, traillifeusa.com, you can just scroll over how it works. There's a program introduction, an overview, and frequently asked questions. Mark, in about a minute here, I wanted to just quote you or quote this press release on Trail Life USA and let you explain something to me. It says, too many boys are turning to virtual worlds of TV, video games, digital media, and the internet to find realms they can conquer and areas where they can excel. When I was young, I knew when my parents said, go outside and play, I knew what that meant. Is that, how big of a challenge is that with today's young men, your boys, today's boys, they're all about the machines, right? How hard is that of an adjustment maybe for Trail Life USA to get these guys engaged?
Yeah, well, when we reintroduce them to the kind of thing that you're talking about, they're excited about it. But I got to tell you the truth, we've kind of driven them to those games through participation trophies and nobody keeps score and those kind of things. We put boys in position where they say, the boys are drawn to risk and competition. So we put them in a position where, you know, you're not going to get your risk and competition because you're going to get hurt, or maybe you're not brave enough, or maybe your feelings are going to hurt, or maybe this is too hard for you and you're not going to win. And so we tell them that over and over again in the real world. Then they find this beautiful virtual world that's designed for them because score is kept, there's levels, they fail. And if they try harder, they succeed and they feel good about themselves overcoming a challenge. We've removed that stuff from the real world. So we can criticize them for playing video games, but at some point we have to own our part in that, and that we have taken risk and competition out of the lives of boys. We bubble wrap them in a society that's afraid they're going to get their feelings hurt. They're going to get. And every time we shield them from something that may hurt them, we're telling them you're not brave. And so it's no wonder that we have more young men living at home than since we started counting that in the census in 1960. This failure to launch is because they haven't learned to get out there and fail and try something hard. And then if you fail, get up and try it again. Video games repeat, they teach them that lesson over and over again. The real world shields them from it. So no wonder it's a scary place. We don't let them fail. And I'm really concerned we're raising a generation of narcissistic, unproductive narcissists, where they're unproductive because we don't expect anything of them, and they're narcissists because we don't let them fail. But if we can give the boys opportunities for real world adventures, real world risk and competition challenge like we provide in Trail Life, we're building boys who understand that failure isn't the end. You get up and you try harder. So if you hike for 5 days to the summit of a mountain, you don't quit. You push through. You're really sore. You're hurting. You can't carry your pack another step. But when you stand on the top of the mountain, you learn and you're about yourself. I can do hard things and it's worth it. And that is gold, solid gold for raising boys in a culture that discounts them.
Great explanation. Friends, we'll be right back with Mark Hancock from Trail Life USA. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily. World news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Friends, thanks to you and, of course, God, all glory to God. Episodes of Worldview Matters are surging, and you're sharing them, and we appreciate your prayers. If you haven't followed us yet, you can do so on Apple, Spotify for the audio podcast, video, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and you can download the Freedom Project Media app. We have a new YouTube channel, by the way. In the last couple of months, we got this up. It's Worldview Matters, David Fiorazzo on YouTube. So Mark Hancock is our guest tonight, traillifeusa.com. Did I say tonight? It's daytime. So, Mark, I had John Cooper, the lead singer of Skillet, on last year. He wrote a book called Wimpy, Weak, and Woke. Now, he was talking about other things than just our culture and society. But isn't that indirectly, in a way, the way the messaging that young boys are getting? Because it's almost like we've heard of toxic masculinity. There's been an attack on the patriarchy, or being male in our society, being a man, you know, and it's something like we've never seen happen before. Men are not allowed to be men. Go share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it really is something. And when you become sensitive to it, as I'm sure that you are, then you start to see it everywhere. And sometimes it's subtle. I remember not too long ago, I was down at Kennedy Space Center and walked into an exhibit there, and they had this huge video across the whole front wall. And there was an astronaut, a woman astronaut, in the video. And she's talking to a room full of kids in the video. You see the backs of their heads in silhouette. And she's telling them, you can do anything. You got to work hard in school. And she's giving this great inspirational speech. And I'm saying, man, I wish my sons were here. They would love to hear this. And this is the kind of message I want them to hear. And the camera came around behind her and faced the showed the kids' faces, and it was all girls.
Oh my goodness.
And so the message in that room was, girls can do anything. Girls. So I realized what they were trying to do, because girls need to hear that, but so do boys. And I was so thankful that my sons weren't there, because they would have said, oh, this message isn't for me. And so in subtle ways, we're shaming boys, like there's, like I said earlier, like there's some kind of defective girl. Why can't you sit still and be quiet like Susie? And it's really tragic because boys aren't built for the same thing that girls are built for. But they're in a society, they're sitting in classrooms, and everything around them is structured for sit still, be quiet, pay attention. And they're just not wired for that. So everywhere they go, they feel like they don't fit, and it's no wonder that they're struggling like they are.
So I'm reading some of the press release there, and that's interesting. As soon as you said that, I thought, okay, that's more evidence of DEI, right? Oh my goodness! So in the press release, it says talks about we celebrate the heroic deeds of people like George Washington, Paul Revere, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, and others. And it says today, rather than exalting men for their significant contributions, our culture is dismissing the heroism of fathers and forefathers and choosing instead to emphasize their shortcomings. Mark Hancock, how did that come to be accepted in a way in our culture, in a country like America?
Well, we have to take responsibility for part of that because, to some extent, some of us have failed, and we failed miserably and publicly, but not all of us have. But men are painted with this broad brush, and in a society that distances itself from biblical values, you're going to find that. You're going to find failures of character. You're going to find men who fail. But that doesn't mean that all men will fail you. Certainly, there are bad men, but they're not all bad. And so that's why we're in the business now. We've had over 120,000 men come through Trail Off USA, and we've learned a thing or two about what makes them do things like go out and sleep on the ground, and go out and give up a weekend to go outdoors in the rain or whatever. We've discovered that men want to be inspired. They want to be challenged. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves. They want to find a band of brothers. That's what creates the greatest generation that will storm the beaches of Normandy to free the world of tyranny, or will cross an uncharted ocean in a boat, or get on top of a rocket ship to go to another planet. That's how you build that, is by giving boys real world experience in the company of men to show them what a man is like. When you've got a Supreme Court justice that can't give you the definition of a woman, how is an 8-year-old or 10-year-old boy going to define what it is that a man is without, when he doesn't have an example? One in four boys now doesn't have a father in the household. 76% of public school teachers are female. 80 something percent of Sunday school teachers are female. So girls have these wonderful role models that they can look to, but boys are lacking these models. And so it makes sense that what we're seeing is a failure in men. One, we expect it, and then we really promote it and advertise it, but we don't spend time talking about men of character and men of conviction. They're kind of discounted in our society. I'm telling trail men all the time, the adult leaders across the country, listen, it's more likely that they'll burn you at the stake in the public square than they'll build a statue in your honor. But do it anyway. Do it anyway because you're right and it's the right thing.
So, what are some of the other activities? I think you mentioned camping. Typical to from what most people remember the Boy Scouts used to do, or maybe still do, I don't know. But what kind of activities do you guys do when you go on these trips?
Yeah, well, it's across the board. Like I said, we're in all 50 states, so different geographies all across the board. But anything from a troop that summited Mount Rainier not too long ago, to a troop that did a 10-day hike across Iceland backpacking, to a weekend campouts in a local state park or a national park, or a week down. Last July, I went paddle 105 miles down the Missouri River with a group of men and boys through Montana. It's amazing the opportunities that are out there when you begin to look for them. So troops are out all the time doing just incredible things with the outdoors.
So, for churches, again, do they go right to your website, traillifeusa.com, and say, hey, let's work on something in whatever city we're from? How do you advise a pastor or someone from a church that wants to get something like this going through Trail Life USA in their church?
Yeah, well, you see that tab at the top that says "Get Connected." They click on that, and they can find a troop, or they can start a troop. And if you click on "Find a Troop," it shows a map of the United States. If you're on a desktop, And you can put in your zip code to show you the troops that are nearby. You click on them and connect with the troops. Say, hey, can we come visit you? Where do we find you? What time do you meet? Or if there's not a troop in the area, and you click on start a troop, and it walks you through the process. We have 20,000 adult volunteers across the country who will help you get your church up and running and engaged with the Trail of USA troop.
Wow, I just did that. It's really easy and interactive. And there's one a few miles from here. I didn't even know that. So that's great. So you can see in all the states there, you can see all the dots and where there are troops. And of course, people can start them too. Closing minutes here, Mark. How do you think the confusion, like what you just said, the Supreme Court justice, she wasn't a biologist, so she couldn't tell what a woman was. How do you think the confusion has impacted boys in the transgender ideology being pushed so much today to public people that should know better, just don't want to, I guess, tell the truth?
Yeah, and I think it's especially impacted boys, and the reason being is that it's not as popular, not culturally or politically correct to lift boys up. Like I told you earlier, it's great to say, hey, girls are strong. You can do anything. You shouldn't quit. You should try. You hear those messages all the time for girls, and they need to hear that message. But it's not popular to give that same message to boys. So they're already in a posture where they're in a world where they just don't fit. Everywhere they go, they just don't quite fit there. Except a Trail Life troop, they find their place there. But so they start out as a disadvantage. So every message that comes from the culture, whether it's subtle or whether it's direct, is driving them farther and farther. And David, you know, I don't know. It seems so intricately designed that it feels like it's intentional, like you're
yes.
really trying to take boys out because we don't want men in the future engaged somehow. I don't think people are smart enough to do it as well as it's being done. But everywhere you look, it feels like it's coordinated by somebody or something that's making it more and more difficult for boys to engage. But I'm encouraged by the remnant that's rising across the country and these Trail USA men who are saying, listen, I know the truth. I know what's right. I'm not swayed by this. I understand the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, truth and a lie. And I'm going to live for that. And if I'm not popular, if I'm hated, if I'm discounted, that's okay because it's the truth.
Well, it's demonic. That's why it's so prevalent today. The enemy has been working overtime, confusing people because it is an assault on God and the creative order, God's design of male and female, marriage, family, community. I want to mention on front page of your website, because we have 30 seconds left, you do say it says established on timeless values derived from the Bible and set in the context of outdoor adventure, and then describes Trail Life USA. Thank you for being unapologetic about the Bible and the Christian worldview, biblical worldview, and people can donate to Trail Life USA. They're unapologetic, and we're so thankful for that. We're thankful that there is something out there that's doing something different than Boy Scouts. So, Mark Hancock, thanks for your time today. God bless your efforts, brother, and Lord willing, we'll do this again sometime.
David, it's been a pleasure to spend time with you again. God bless.
Praise God. Again, guys, traillifeusa.com and that devotional for men with boys. You can get that over on Amazon Trail Ready 101 devotion. So God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.